This is the DB Nice Show with DB Nice. He's kind of nice and kind of weird. Oh, and Ted. We can't forget Ted.
Hey, Ted.
This is the DB Nice Show.
Welcome to the podcast. My name's DB, and joining me via Zoom in the control room slash, what else would we call your room, Ted?
Oh, goodness. It's the studio. It's the archives. It's wherever I feel like being that day.
That's right. Ted Reiser, the other guy you see on DB's Arcade, is joining me for the show, the podcast. So we came up with this brilliant idea to do a podcast and, you know, just something to add to the video show. So here we go. Episode one. Not really sure how this is going to go. Like, we have no plan, no plot, no idea what we're doing. And is this your first podcast? Like, have you ever done podcasting before, Ted?
This is podcast numero uno for me.
You have never, you're like a techie dude, and you've never done a podcast in any form whatsoever?
Yeah, no, that's about right.
Wow. I kind of feel like you would have a friend that has like a Star Wars podcast or something, and he's like, dude, join me for this one show or something. Like, I just feel like you probably know somebody. Do you know anyone?
Yeah, his name's DB Nice, and it's Thursdays at 7.
No.
Welcome to the Star Wars podcast.
Well, that's going to be a future show on dbsarcade.com. Keep an eye out for that. You know, we were just before we got started. I got a phone call from my aunt about a TV show that we're watching, and you were on the Zoom on standby, and I real quick muted because I didn't want you to hear what she was asking me. She was asking me for some clarification on some key plot points of the episode and what it has to do with basically it's the Mandalorian, for anyone who's trying to figure this out. You know, the Mandalorian is part of the Star Wars universe. There's a whole big movies and all that stuff. So she was asking what this meant when she was watching this one particular episode. Ted comes on and I immediately muted you because I did not want to ruin what was happening in this particular episode because you haven't seen it yet, right?
Yeah, we're supposed to start.
Yeah. So I don't get upset when spoilers are revealed to me because if I really want to watch it, I'll still watch it. But I respect people that are like, I don't want to do nothing. You know, I don't want nobody to ruin it for me because it sucks when someone blows the surprise, especially in something like this where there's typically some kind of cool big aha surprise moment.
Yeah, and this is one that I would kind of guard that way for myself because we do intend to watch it, and I've heard so many good, not specifics, but just commentary that people are like, oh my goodness, this show, have you seen it yet? This is definitely one you don't want to spoil for yourself. So I'm just keeping it. It's like when you DVR the Super Bowl and then you have to plug your ears at work all day.
Yeah, I would call for it before I try to do, because you know people are going to ruin it. Like, oh my God, I can't believe the Patriots blew it. You know,
they whatever. What?
Yeah. No, you're right. So, have you ever had a show that you just went out of your way to avoid people because you didn't want it, or movie, show, whatever? Like, when's the last time you really tried to duck away from people? See, you were whatever it is you were going to watch, thinking messed up.
Well, I guess spoiler alert here for How I Met Your Mother fans, but there was definitely a time where I was worried about that being ruined. Having now seen the last season, I can say it wasn't worth, you know, all the extra guards I put in place. But there was a time.
I broke relationships and friendships for this damn show, and I was disappointed. Now I have to send lots of apology emails and letters. Starting with my own mother.
Oh, no.
Ted's show is listed or going to be called How I Pissed Off My Mother. By Mom, don't tell me anything about that show. Don't tell me anything about this. Oh, Mom, hate you. You shouldn't say you hate your mom. Not for a TV show.
No, absolutely not. Especially not on air.
Yeah, exactly. I was so careful with Ted because my aunt, she's one of those people that I know gets it, but you have to explain everything to her. Do you remember when this happened in this movie? Yeah. Okay, that's what you're seeing right now. This is a result of that. Oh, and it's like I was going into very, and she's seen the episode, so I can tell her things. But this is, it was like perfect timing. Ted came on the screen just as I was about to give the main, explain the main thing about this particular episode. And I was like, hold on. And I had a real quick, I mean, did you see my face when I was like, hold on. I was trying to find the mute button. So I didn't mess it up for you.
So I have a question. Is your aunt going to hear this podcast?
Probably. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That's why I'm talking trash. She's got a problem with it. She can come on over. And she will, too. She's like, I heard your podcast. I heard you were talking smack on your podcast. Whatever. I ain't afraid of you. I'm taller than her now, so I'm not afraid of her. I used to be afraid of her. Not anymore. So let's go back to you and podcasting. I find this hard to believe. So wait a minute. Other than me, do you know anyone else that does a podcast?
I know of, so I listen to podcasts.
No, like I mean, somebody you have a personal relationship, like you right. know their cell phone number or whatever.
No, so podcasting is something that I actually have been wanting to do, and luck would have it, I meet somebody who is in this type of field. Now I'm on a podcast, but it's not something that I've had the opportunity to do before.
Shut up! My dog always has to get the last bark in. She always, my dog likes to talk back. She's got to be the last one. If you say shut up, she'll bark one more time. It's like that kid that's
testing
like,
the waters.
I have to get the last smart ass remark in every time. Anyway,
you ready?
No, we're just gonna keep rolling.
All right.
We're totally gonna keep most of that in.
Well, in that case, then you know it's just like kids. They're testing the waters. You can see it in their eyes.
So you were saying that.
I've wanted to do a podcast, I haven't had the opportunity. As luck would have it, I met somebody that is in that field, basically, or you know, in the adjacent fields. So now I'm on one, but it's always something that I've wanted to get involved in because I feel like, you know, just talking back and forth like this, we could come up with some good material, and it's something that could be enjoyable. Now, you all the listeners will be the judges of that in final, but. It just seemed like something that would be fun to do. So I'm glad that we're doing it. And I really haven't approached it at any other time in my life. And it's funny to me that you say that because I do have a lot of friends that are kind of lean that way. I have techie friends. I have, you know, nerdy friends, geeky friends, what have you. People with particular interests such as Star Wars or, you know, things of the sci-fi area or nerdy areas. And I have never once done anything like this. So it is kind of funny.
I feel like everyone has that one friend that does a podcast. Like 10 years ago, it was like one or two people. I don't think, like 10 years ago, I think maybe one person can say out of 10 would say, oh yeah, I know somebody does a podcast. And if you knew somebody did a podcast, it was sort of a big deal because setting up a podcast was not that easy then. You know, I mean, it took a little bit of studying. Like, you had to do a little research, figure out how to do it, how to get it to come up on iTunes and stuff like that. But now they got these different programs, like what we're using, that makes it super easy to load a podcast because you just literally load it into their system, save it, and it distributed it, sent it out to all these different sources like iTunes and Spotify, whatever. So I feel like there's a lot of podcasts out there now.
It's funny how different it is now that you mention it, in that even just the last decade to decade and a half, and not even the distribution, the home recording front, you know, having a studio in your living room was not something that was commonplace until the last maybe 10 to 15 years, I feel like. And a lot of things like GarageBand and things like that for music, for the music aspect of things, kind of popularized that with Apple kind of including that in their suite and all that. But all these home tools, and then that just sort of grew. There's all this, what do you call that, freeware or homebrew technology that has become very accessible and free and high quality. And now really anybody can do it. And that just wasn't the case. Like I remember high school even, and I graduated just after the turn of the century, which sounds like colonial times, but I mean the year 2000. It's kind of like that where I'm sorry.
No, I, I, I,
I derailed myself.
I don't know where to go with this.
No, I remember being in high school and not, this not being the case. And then like right after I graduated, all of a sudden, all these tools just became available. It was really cool.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to talk more about, I'm writing down some here. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to this will definitely probably grow with time. This is literally the first time, and we're going to talk about the video show too. And I like the podcast. But we're going to do this. We're going to do this as kind of a behind the scenes thing as well, to talk about the other things we do on this website. So it's like the things like maybe notes and stuff about the show we do, and like stuff that goes into it, and you know, getting feedback from listeners. We're going to make this a very, very interactive thing. So with that being said, let's go ahead and wrap up the show, and this is one of two things we do at the end of the show. First thing, we tell everyone what we learned from today's show. Ted, what did you learn today?
What did I learn today? I learned that you like to badmouth your aunt on air, knowing full well that she's going to hear it.
I learned today that I'm the first person to introduce and bring into the podcasting world Ted. So you're welcome. When he becomes this huge podcasting sensation, remember this was the episode where you heard him for the first time. Boom.
Yeah, and if anybody wants any autographed copies of the sound wave of this episode, hit me up via email. It's tedreiser@dbsarcade.com, or is it ted@dbsarcade.com?
He doesn't even know. He's like, my assistant handles my emails. I don't deal with that. All right, yeah. So ted@dbsarcade.com. All right, let's go ahead and give the show a name. So this is where we named today's show. What would we do? What names did you come up with?
How I Pissed Off My Mother.
How I Pissed Off My Mother. I don't know where to go from here.
You know, I think that's pretty fitting as the first episode of this podcast. Let's do it.
All right. So if you haven't already figured it out, that's today's show. If you're listening to iTunes or Spotify or anywhere else, make sure you subscribe to this channel, to this show. We're going to have more of these shows coming out real soon. In fact, we're going to release them daily, absolutely free of charge. So at least until they're worth something, and then when they're worth something, then we're like $10 a podcast. Yeah, I gotta put my kid through college somehow. Totally kidding, they're gonna be free. All right, thanks so much for listening. That guy over there is Ted. My name's DB. We'll talk to you next time right here on DB's Arcade. See ya.
Checking out the show. Get more of the DB Nice Show at our website, dbsarcade.com.